I'm Walt Lindela, and this is Wildcat Wednesday. It's where we talk about things happening at Northern Michigan University, the home of the Wildcats. Today we talk with Nicole Sandoval, coordinator in the Center for Student Enrichment, and Abby Stelter, a student and special events coordinator, about some special events happening for Halloween on campus. Here's more with Abby Stelter and Nicole Sandoval.
We actually have two big events going on at Northern for the community, free for all ages. The first event will be the Halloween Bash, and that'll be in the Superior Dome from 1 to 3. Mm-hmm. And then our next event will be Trunk or Treat, and that is run by our committee, the Special Events Committee, All Nations Club, and the Greek Council. And we will have trunks available for people to drive through, and they'll have student orgs decorating their trunks so that people can attend and go trick-or-treating through a drive-through.
Well, let's start first with the bash. What's going to be happening? This is going to be where, and what are some of the things, Abby, what's going to be happening with that in particular?
So the Halloween Bash is run by the Student Athletic Advisory Council. Mm-hmm. So they have all sorts of games inside the dome for community members to come with their families and have a fun Halloween activity to go to.
And then from there, they can shift over to Trunk or Treat, which is what? What happens there?
So right away after the bash, the Trunk or Treat is going from 2 to 4. It is a fun, safe way for the Marquette community to start their night off trick-or-treating. Mm-hmm. You can dress up in your favorite Halloween costume, pack your car with kids, and then you can collect dozens of candy from student organizations at the trunk of their cars. Some special things to add about this event, if you bring non-perishable items, the NMU food pantry is collecting those at their trunk, and we actually will have a radio station brought to you by Radio X, which is 91.5, having a Halloween spooktacular, so you can listen to spooky tunes as you drive through the event as well. It's only drive-through, and all the trunks are brought to you by student groups on campus.
Nicole, I got to ask you, in terms of the Center for Student Enrichment and doing community things, why do you feel it's important to do things like this for a wide-reaching appeal?
Yeah, this is a great way for students to get involved in the community more and to get their orgs recognized more out in the community and to just have a fun event for people and a safe event for people in the community of Marquette.
I'm Walt Lindela in the studio with Nicole Sandoval, who is coordinator at the Center for Student Enrichment, and also Abby Stelter, who is a student and special events coordinator. Special events are what we're talking about, Trunk or Treat, which is happening on Halloween Sunday. Abby, you want to make sure that people know where to go, because this is a drive-up only event. So tell us the details on that.
Trunk or Treat is from 2 to 4 in the Peef parking lot, which is lot 60. Mm-hmm. Community members can enter off of Pine Street or Wright Street, and then we'll exit the event on Presque Isle Avenue.
So drive-up only, but you know, you can just, the student organizations in particular probably really like doing this because they can dress up their vehicles to have the trunks open, right?
Yeah, the student orgs love it. They get to interact with the community a little bit and contribute. We have a lot of candy donated from the president's office this year, so there's plenty of candy to give away, so bring your kids.
It sounds like a great opportunity. Nicole, you know, you're probably working with a lot of different people, a lot of different groups, and a lot of different help with this. And it's got to be a good thing to kind of pull all this together to make things like this happen, right?
Yeah, it's been great. We hosting the event is the Special Events Committee on campus and the All Nations Club and the Greek Council. And then we get to work with Radio X, so they'll be providing some tunes for us for the drive-through. And then we will also be working with the NMU Food Pantry, who will have a car decorated for everybody.
And that's important to remember, that you can bring a non-perishable food item and that'll go into the NMU Food Pantry. If people have any questions, comments, they want to find out more, how can they do that?
So we have a Facebook event posted on the Special Events Committee Facebook page. We'll be posting maps on how to find the correct way to enter and exit, as well as any details as they come up.
That's Nicole Sandoval, coordinator in the Center for Student Enrichment, and Abby Stelter, a student and special events coordinator. For Wildcat Wednesday on Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindela.